Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a message from the series, Redeemed from the Curse of the Law. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
Look, please, in Galatians, the third chapter. We've been on Friday nights for some time now, when I've been with you, on this subject of being redeemed. Hallelujah. Redeemed from the curse of the law. Galatians 3:6, even as Abraham believed God, it was accounted to him for righteousness. Know ye therefore that they which are of faith, the same are the children of Abraham. Is that you?
Yes.
You are the children of Abraham.
Amen.
Somebody said out loud, I am.
Of faith.
So I am.
A child of Abraham.
You're of the seed of Abraham. You are a descendant. No matter what your natural lineage is, spiritually you are. He said, the scripture, foreseeing that God would justify the heathen through faith, that was also us, the heathen. So, boy, something major happened here, right? Because we went from heathen to seed of Abraham. Woo! Took something to make that happen. His name is Jesus. The scripture foreseeing that God would justify the heathen through faith, he preached before the gospel. Now this is an eye-opening phrase. He preached the gospel to Abraham. You might say, well, the gospel wasn't available in Abraham's time. Well, I reckon you're wrong, because it said, right? They preached the gospel. What does gospel mean? Good news. And what the Bible is referring to that Abraham heard is inseparable from what we preach as the gospel and what Jesus has done today. They're tied together. But notice what here the gospel is called, or I should say, what is called the gospel. He preached before the gospel unto Abraham, saying, and here's a quote directly from God, in you, Abraham, shall all nations what?
Be blessed.
Now, as we've gone into great detail, the blessing is a very big deal. Always has been, always will be. You know, to hear some people talk, everything that's in the Old Testament is passé and gone and can be forgotten. And boy, that is a giant, giant mistake. Let me just review a little bit. Tell you what's the same today as it was when Abraham was alive. God. The devil. Truth. Lies. Good. Evil. Life. Death. Obedience. Disobedience. Submission. Rebellion, curse, and blessing. It's the same. We went into detail showing that blessing and curse extend beyond this life. They extend beyond anything you want to see in this book. Hell is the curse. Heaven is the blessing.
Amen.
It existed before the law, during the law, during the church, during the age of grace, and it will exist past everything that has to do with this earth. What has changed is not God, not the devil, not lies, not truth, not even blessing and curse. What has changed is our access to the blessing. What has changed is our covenant. with God.
Amen.
Hallelujah. They were made qualified for the blessing and delivered from the curse by obedience to the law. That is not how it works for us. We're made qualified for the blessing and delivered from the curse by the obedience of faith.
Amen.
That's a term in the New Testament.
Yes, sir.
By the obedience of faith. What does that mean? Well, it's not a matter of keeping the law or the Ten Commandments. It's a matter of walking by faith and being led by the Spirit.
Amen.
And if you're led by the Spirit, the Scripture says you're not under the law. Doesn't mean you're not under anything. You're led by the Spirit. And if you're led by the Spirit, you won't do the things the law was given to curb. Nobody ever lied at the leading of the Spirit.
Amen.
Nobody ever stole by the Spirit's prompting. Now the Spirit of God's going to prompt you, don't steal. Because He's the author of the book. He's not going to contradict what He said in there. Keep reading. It said, so then, well, he said, the gospel that was preached to Abraham is this, in you shall all nations be what?
Blessed.
So you really can't talk about the gospel if you don't talk about the blessing. You really can't. I know a lot of people might not like that statement, but am I reading New Testament? All right, well, let's stay with it. Verse 9, so then, they which be of faith, who's that? You told me a couple of verses ago that was you.
Yep.
Is that right?
Yes, sir.
They which be of faith are what?
Blessed
with faithful Abraham. Somebody said out loud, I am
a believer.
That's the same as saying you're of faith. Then you say also, I am
child of Abraham.
And so what else are you? I am
blessed.
With faithful Abraham. Now, for the most part, I think much of the church is woefully ignorant of what it even means to be blessed. I mean, if we just stop right now, you say, I'm blessed. What does that mean? Really? And not just somebody's varied opinion. What does the word say? What exactly is blessed? Did somebody ask that? What exactly is blessed? I'm glad you asked. Because we're going to... What exactly is it? It has been reduced to a response to a sneeze. God bless you. What does that mean? What does that mean? Are you releasing blessing when you say that to them? With most people, no, it's just a saying. It's just a catchphrase. What is blessing? If you said, I'm blessed, it's one of those words that it sounds good. People like it. But for the most part, don't know much about what it means. How many would like to find out more about what it... Oh, good, you asked that. Okay, all right. All right. Praise God. He goes on to say... Let's just skip down to verse 13 for time's sake. Christ hath, that means He already has, redeemed, past tense, us from what? This is another one of those words. A lot of folks would rejoice and say, I'm redeemed, sing about it, shout about it. But what does that mean? Redeemed from what? A lot of times that's the end of it. I'm redeemed. And people might say, from hell. Well, I think that's a true statement, but that's not exactly what this said. You're redeemed from what? Redeemed is the same word that would be used to purchase a slave's freedom. If an individual was a slave and somebody had the money and could buy their freedom and they paid the price, now the slave, the former slave, has been redeemed from slavery. Can you see that?
Yes.
Because somebody paid the price. Somebody redeemed them. That's exactly what this means. Well, were we in any kind of trouble? Were we any kind of slavery? Bondage? Oh, you better believe it. To sin and death. But we have been
redeemed,
and the instrument that allowed the sickness and death was violation of the law and the resulting curse. The blessing is wonderful. The curse is awful. But tell me the gospel. Can you see why he put this together? What's the good news in all? The blessing is wonderful. It's amazing. It's the best God has. It's life itself. In fact, the psalmist talked about the blessing being life forevermore. Another definition of blessing is life. What's the good news? We've been redeemed from that terrible curse. And he said he's redeemed us from the curse of the law. The Christ has, the anointed one, the Messiah, being made, did it by being made a curse for us. And this is the same thing. He was never accursed as an individual any more than he was sick as an individual, any more than he sinned as an individual. Come on, can you see this? And yet he became sin. He took our place and took our sicknesses. Again, substitution, like we were talking about in the offering. Cursed is everyone that hangs on a tree. And that cross was made out of the parts of a tree. And that's not all. We're redeemed from the curse. That, or you could say, so that. What? Here's that word again. The not just blessing, the bless. We're redeemed from the curse of the law so we could receive the blessing of Abraham. Hallelujah. So we need to add something to our confession. Say, I'm a believer.
Therefore,
I'm a child of Abraham.
Therefore,
I'm blessed.
Therefore,
I'm redeemed
from the curse of the law.
That's what the word says. That's what it says. That the blessing of Abraham might come on the Gentiles, that through Jesus Christ, that we might receive the promise of the Spirit through faith. He's done it. It's available.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching from the series, Redeemed from the Curse of the Law, you may call More Life Ministries at 941-702-7390. That's 941-702-7390. Just mention that you heard this message on the radio. You may also download this and other messages from our website at morelife.org, where you will find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Remember to join us in Branson, Missouri on Monday, October 3rd, as we begin our week of increase. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.
Thanks be to God.
Be to God who gives me